Hey, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The NFL conversation continues with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, that is Tom Pippins. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows, live and on demand, right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. And for the Packers, I mean, the good news is there's nothing like home sweet home. I mean, how unusual, when we look at the schedule, is it to be playing four consecutive home games?
Yeah, it's very unusual, and yet they hadn't started on the road for two games. I think it's like the second time in their history or something of that nature. So it is good. It's four straight. It's five out of six, and then they're on the road, and then they come back. It's an unusual schedule on paper this year. It was, if not the easiest schedule, one of them, but it's hard to say. As you're aware, Big E, you go by that, okay, they play a Colts. Well, the Colts didn't do well last year. They didn't have Andrew Luck for a long stretch. But this is a team, I think it's set up now for them to do well. I'd like to see that bye. I'm sure they would happen later in the week. But if they struggle against the Lions, even if they win, then you say, well, maybe it isn't bad because they can continue to work to get some things together, because indeed it is a work in progress. But I think, again, everything is going to come together just fine for them. And that home cooking, you're right, it will help them. And yet again, they've got to get Lambeau Field to being a place where people used to fear to come in because they couldn't win. But they found that the Packers are not invincible last year, going back to those three division losses. I don't expect that this year. I do expect the Packers. The Vikings made a statement. They wrested the title away from the Pack after the Green Bay team had won four straight division crowns. But I think the NFC North is going to be back in Green Bay. And once, you know, we talk about teams that are, what about Seattle? One touchdown in
two
games.
There you go.
They're 1-1, right? So, jeepers creepers, we got to keep it all in perspective. Sometimes we can't see the forest through the trees, but certainly you would expect more. Even if they were, if they lost the game to the Vikings, you tip the cap and say the Vikings beat us. But to an extent, I'm not taking credit away from Minnesota, the Packers beat themselves.
You know, you've mentioned the Vikings a couple of times. Weigh in, give us your assessment of the job that quarterback Sam Bradford has done, because watching that game, I mean, he made some great decisions all night, and he looks like he's in the right spot, and he's with the right organization.
I agree with you, Big E. And, you know, I've always been a Bradford fan. I appreciate what he stands for, his character. He's a great guy. And just to listen to him at news conferences, he's humble. He's appreciative of fans and the situation he's in. This could be something that could be a bit of a game changer for him, because he's with a really good organization. They have an outstanding defense. Zimmer, as you know, is a defensive guy going back to his days as a coordinator in Cincinnati. A lot of people felt he was long overdue to get the head. You've got good coaches in this division. Caldwell with the Lions, a lot of respect for John Fox in Chicago, even if it's going to take those folks time to be competitive. But Zimmer has turned this thing around, and I think Sam is in a good spot. And yet to lose Adrian Peterson for, what, 3 or 4 months, possibly, even though this superhuman, God-gifted man, some people were saying, I heard a doctor in L.A. say, well, even if they trim the meniscus, you know, it could be he'll miss a week. If he doesn't have the surgery, he could play this Sunday. Well, that's not going to be the case. Apparently, it's a severe tear of that meniscus. And so to lose Peterson, not good. Now, they've got this back McKinnon who isn't bad, so we'll see what happens. But I think with Adrian Peterson, and again, Stephon Diggs is really certainly we couldn't cover him. I say we, the Green Bay Packers, couldn't cover him. I could never even sniff that young man.
Sure.
He's got some kind of speed. But Demaryius Randall, who's a very good rookie season, with Sam Shields out, he just couldn't stay with him, and he burned him for a couple of big gains, a big touchdown. So for Sam, good situation, but by golly, to lose. And now they've lost their left tackle, Khalil, too. They had to put him on injured reserve. So
it's
I think those injuries are going to make it difficult. But I wouldn't give up on this team. They're well coached. There's a lot of talent there. And, you know, their deal is the same as the Packers the year they won the Super Bowl, because they squeezed in with 10 wins, had help from the Eagles, I believe, to get there, and then ran the table to win it over the Steelers, Super Bowl 45. Next man up mentality. That's what they have to have. Wouldn't rule them out. A lot of respect respect for him, still think it's going to be the Packers in the end.
Oh, we're wrapping up our time with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. He's the sports director there right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's been providing the helping hand with our NFL news and notes, getting you set and ready for the Packers and the Lions at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Let's transition right now, Tommy, and get us up to date on the Milwaukee Bucks, that big four-year, $100 million deal. The G-man, he's got it going on.
Well, you know, they call me the Greek freak, too, but that's all all we have in common, you know, is that Greek freak name, that nationality. I'm so happy for Giannis, obviously. And
it's incredible.
First $100 million man ever in the Bucks organization. I remember when Big Dog Robinson came in and he wanted that. He ended up with about $69 million, a paltry sum. And you know this, Big E, in the NBA, all that money is guaranteed. Yeah. It's incredible. And yet to listen to Giannis and listen to him thank GM John Hammond, who's a classy man in his own right, for taking a chance on a skinny 18-year-old kid 3 years ago out of Greece, not having played great competition, helping this young man learn to drive, learning the language. He's a beautiful kid, and he has a wonderful family. They escaped, I believe, Nigeria to come to Greece, and he really is a young man who I don't think the money will impact him. They had to drag him out of a workout to sign his contract and have the news conference earlier in the week, and then he said he was eager to get out of there so he could go back and lift weights. Kobe Bryant told him, you want to be great? You've got all the God-given ability. Mm-hmm. How much do you want it? How many times do you want to shoot that jumper over the summer, you know? And so I think that he's going to be fabulous. But just as this happens, their $70 million man, Chris Middleton, tears a hamstring in a workout on Tuesday. He's going to be out 6 months, so essentially the season. So what a bummer for them, you know. They lose Jabari Parker in his rookie year in December. He comes back. He's on the come, too. I expect he'll be the next in line for a big payday. But to lose Chris and that outside shot of his, he was the leading scorer last year, had a career year at 18.2 per game, sharpshooter. Oh, what a bummer.
But here's the good news.
Things are headed in the right direction.
Yeah, the good news is, as we get ready to wrap it up, is you guys have now Jason Terry. So he's got that championship from 2011 with the Dallas Mavericks. That's always a good thing. And he can help step up the game for these younger players and be a great influence.
Yes, he can. Yep, they missed the veteran leadership last year. I think in part that's why they had the injuries as well, stumbled in the playoffs. So this is definitely a big setback, but you have a new arena going up as we speak.
Exciting.
And there's a lot to be positive about regarding the Bucks. It's going to be tough to get back to the playoffs in the East, though, which is, as again you know, is a tougher conference now and without Middleton. But still, I think the thumbs are pointing up for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Tom Pippins, always a pleasure to catch up with him right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check him out, Fox 6 in Milwaukee. And Tom, we look forward to another conversations as training camp is just around the corner.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. It's always a privilege. I'll be skipping around the condo today because I was back together with, my biased opinion, the greatest host going and the super listeners out there. You take care and all of God's blessings to everyone within the sound of our voices, including you and your family.
Absolutely. God bless, Tommy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Big E. So long.
You bet. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.